In Chapter 4, we applied the first law to closed systems. The result was an energy balance equation of the form shown here. In a closed system, there are only two ways a system can exchange energy with its surroundings, heat and work. In an open system, the mass that crosses the system boundary carries energy with it. And, as we'll see later, fluid pushing in and out of the system also represents a new form of work interaction. So, for these two reasons, energy balances on open systems are a bit more complicated. Now, in this lesson, we will derive a general form of the first law for open systems. Then, in later lessons, we'll look at how this big, messy general equation can be simplified for many common processes. Okay, let's get started with our open system.